Morning, you listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Pat Oakley, the president of Mullican Flooring. Pat, how you doing?
Fantastic, Kemp. Thanks.
We talked in Charlotte back in April at the NWFA show. Real quick background, Mullican Flooring is a manufacturer of hardwood flooring based in Johnson City, Tennessee, and you've been leading this company as president for about a year and a half now, right?
That's correct, Kemp. We actually have our headquarters here in Johnson City with our finish line production and engineered production. We have our plant in Norton, Virginia. We have a plant in Roncefort, West Virginia, and then our plant in Holland, New York.
So tell us, how's business?
Kemp, you know what? We're certainly performing really well under difficult market conditions. You know, our wood business is positive. Still, obviously, a lot of challenges out there. We've got high mortgage rates. We've got labor shortages in the construction trades. Just the cost of housing, I think it's making it really difficult, especially for that first-time buyer. On a positive note, though, you know, the stock market is strong. We're close to getting clarity on the tariff.
You know, we talked prior to this call, and you were telling me that you know, seeing growth this year, which is fantastic. Because we talked to retailers out there, and we hear that, you know, we're in the third year of a soft market based, as you said, on these high interest rates and the fact there's not much housing turnover going on. Why do you think Mullican's beaten the market trend?
Well, I think our category is beating the trend, Kemp. In general, we're seeing demand for more premium and natural products and interior finishes. More natural cabinets are coming back. That's driving upper end, that trend for nicer finishes in the home. Additionally, you know, the mid to upper end of the housing and remodel market, that's holding up better. You know, that's a sweet spot for hardwood. On the remodel side of things, you know, we had over the past 5, 7, 10 years, when the production builder market, when they shifted to a lot of LVT away from wood, it's interesting. You're seeing a lot of that gray LVT coming back out now and being replaced by hardwood. So that's a factor. Lastly, I mean, from the dealer and distributor side, fewer customers walking through the door. They're trying to maximize the value of that sale because every sale is that much more important. You know, hardwood provides that opportunity. I think that's the incentive from the dealer and the distributor side is, hey, we need to sell more hardwood flooring. It's going to ultimately put more money in our pockets with fewer customers walking through the door.
Okay. So one of the big reasons that you're beating the market trend is because of where you play. I mean, it's better in goods and people want a sustainable floor. And as you mentioned, some of the folks who put faux floors in are having a little faux floor fatigue, Samir, what you were saying. Tell us what looks are selling now.
On the solid side of the business, our three-quarter solid, we're having really good success with pre-finished plank, performing very well. You know, wide width engineered is still really strong. You know, the demand for longer lengths, the shift to natural colors, to light brown colors, low gloss finishes, those trends are still there. You know, white oak hickory, you know, red oak's making a little bit of a comeback. We're seeing some innovation on stain techniques on red oak, and it's making it more popular. That's what we're seeing right now.
Okay, so lighter colors, low gloss, satin finish, and how about as far as, you know, chatter or knots? You seeing a cleaner selling better or kind of a mix?
Yeah, there's certainly a trend toward the consumer still wants a little character in their floor. I think the super heavy character is trended down a little bit. You know, there is a percentage of that market that wants it super clean, but I think in general, give me a little bit of character, but not too much.
Pat, with all this talk about tariffs, is the fact that you're made in the USA important to consumers?
Yeah, Kemp, absolutely. Made in the USA matters. I mean, there are plenty of surveys out there that support consumer preference for made in the USA. I mean, our position as a domestic manufacturer is to provide a domestically made product that's trend forward, that we're either on the trend or ahead of the trend. We're exceeding the quality standards in the market, and we feel if we can combine that with our ability to reduce lead times, improve our customers' inventory turns, and provide stable pricing without the tariff uncertainty, that, you know, that's really a home run here.
So tell us, I think you're getting ready to launch a new collection this fall. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, actually this month we will be launching Tennessee Artisan. It's 100% made in Tennessee. It's 7.5 inch wide. It's sliced white oak and hickory. You know, the response, the market has been good. We have been out and about introducing that to our distributors and taking orders, and I think the timing is great, obviously, with the tariffs and everything going on there.
That's a great name, too. I mean, that's where you're from, and it's got artisan, you know, which is, you know, got kind of the craftsman message in it. Tennessee, just the name, you know, a lot of singers use the word Tennessee because everything rhymes with it. What's that song that's got the Johnson City, Tennessee?
Yeah, that's Wagon Wheel.
All right, so I understand there's a little bit of a movement afoot to have a merchandising program that's may be launched next year that's going to help the consumer pick between natural and faux floors, right?
Yeah, stay tuned on that, Kemp. We've got participation with distribution. There's a group of us that are working together to have a message really designed for point of purchase for the consumer to accentuate the benefits of hardwood and why they should buy hardwood and how that impacts the value of their home down the road, why it's the best choice. Yes, stay tuned for that.
What's the saying? We're stronger united than we are individually. So I'm looking forward to hearing more about that. Thanks for spending time with us and tell us about what's going on with your hardwood business. Again, been talking to Pat Oakley, the president of Mullican Flooring, and you've been listening to Kemp R and FloorDaily.net.